Every day, Jesus shows His love to us through things we receive, or people who are generous to us, and even unexpected gifts and favors whom we don't ask. He loves us. His love is unconditional, unmerited, and unlimited. We can't buy it, earn it, demand it. It is a pure gift, freely given and freely received. God's love doesn't change or waver. It endures because it is eternal and timeless. It's the beginning and the end. The purpose for which God created us and why He wants us to be united with Him in a bond of unbreakable love. And it's the essence of what is meant to be son or daughter of God, the Eternal Father. His love is the way we can know, adore, and follow Him. By that, Jesus is asking us to be His witnesses to others and to every place. Jesus is asking us to follow Him by leading others to Him. Jesus asked the same question that He asked to Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" And then He told Peter, "Feed my sheep, feed my lamb." Jesus' final word is love, caritas, which in fact is the very nature of the triune God, and so then also of the Word made flesh. As we prepare to celebrate the Sundays and other solemnities that flow forth from the Easter season, we meditate on the meaning of the Caritas, who is God. And the weeks following the Easter season, the Church will celebrate the solemnities of the Most Holy Trinity, Corpus Christi, and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Through each of these, the Church reflects and liturgically celebrates the goodness of God's very nature, the love that the risen Jesus extends to us. This love will be our basis to share what and who we are, children of God, sons and daughters of the Father. And every day we have the opportunity to feed the sheep that the Lord wants us to be with. The answer to the question, "Do you love me?" will be our relationship with others. My sisters and brothers, you have children and grandchildren that you watch or come into contact, especially as we stay at home. What do we say, share, teach, and say to them? Are we good examples to them? Are we answering the question of Jesus, "Do you love me?" by what we are to our children, grandchildren, and neighbors? So this is the invitation of Jesus to us. We take care, love, and protect and shepherd His sheep by the way we treat others, your spouses, your children, your grandchildren, co-workers, and our neighbors. What we do to ourselves and others will be the same with God. My sisters and brothers, let us therefore ask the Lord of love, that we ourselves, no matter what our vocation is, our lives will be the reflection of the divine outpouring of love to others. Let us love as God loves us. Let us give as God gives. Let us share our lives to others as the Son, Jesus Christ, shares His all to us. God is love. He loves us so much. So let us do the same. Love one another.